right, count out to 508. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that as people age, their ankles shift from being a propulsion engine into more of a stabilizing brace. Speaking of feet and legs.
Okay.
That's got to be just because as your body kind of disintegrates over time and degenerates.
Yeah, now you just like, just keep my balance.
Just hold up,
trying
man.
To walk.
Yeah. Just try not to fall down. It's now being considered that screen time is not a problem. What people do during that screen time is, according to a new study. So it's not so much that we're on our screens more often. It's just what we're doing on there.
Right.
It's all brain rot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I think that would kind of argue that it's not all brain rot if it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, if you're reading an article, I think that's different than just scrolling.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Where we're screwing it up is the brain rot portion.
Yeah, the doom scroll. Well, it's hard, right?
100%.
You get a little hit of dopamine. Like, you know, like, I get it. People can do it for hours.
Are you doom scrolling or are you reading the news?
No, doom scrolling is a different thing.
Yeah. You're just kind of cruising.
Social media.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Checking hashtags.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not something I do. So
right, and it's I've been victim to that, especially on like a Saturday or Sunday where I'm not doing anything. I'll lay in bed for, like Ted said, I will be there for an hour or two, just scrolling on TikTok because I don't have to think at all.
Right,
correct. The videos are mildly entertaining enough to hold my attention, and I'm tired enough that I don't want to get engaged with a book. I'm bored enough that I don't want to get engaged with a show or a movie. I'm tired enough that I don't want to go out and do something. I'm okay with just rotting here.
And all so, right, and some of them are really funny. You remember, what was that, like a few months ago or a year ago? It was like redheads are black.
That's right.
You had all these redheaded people being like, I knew it. Like, what's up, my brothers?
Right.
I'm just like, this is so stupid.
Then one guy screwed it up.
Yeah, well, of course you knew one
inevitable.
Guy.
Inevitable.
Right. Yeah. It was like, it was fine. And everybody.
I'm black, right?
Right. We all kind of had an agreement that if you had any red hair, we'd make the joke, but nobody was going to say that.
That's
of course,
right.
One guy.
You know somebody is.
I know. It just bummed me out.
I know.
It was friendly. Then, of course, it got racist.
And now, can't have anything nice, Ted.
We can't.
Some people don't know how to tell the joke.
Hey, Jerry, about the Swedish chef. I think that's Jesus.
You get the joke? It's because it's racist.
All right. Scientists have discovered a fear memory pathway in women's brains that men apparently don't use.
A fear memory pathway.
I'm sure if I dove into it, it would talk about how women basically
don't
have
say,
mental pathways that are based on fears that they have at some point encountered in their lives, whereas men completely shut that off.
Well, it's probably men.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's got to be it. Like, look, as far as like walking to your car at night.
Right.
Things like that when it's dark. All those different things.
Yeah, you never hear a dude say to the ladies, hey, can one of you walk me out?
Hey, man, can you guys walk me out there?
It's like, because there's a bunch of idiots out there.
That's right.
So, I would expect so.
They kind of have to do more to make sure that they're protected for themselves, whereas men are stupid enough.
I don't know if it's a pathway. I think it's just being on your toes and being alert to the situation.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, like, I'm never freaked out if there's a woman that we happen to be walking down the same street and, like, she's still behind me.
She's going to mug me.
Right, I'm not worried about her. But I will say, as a dude, like when I used to live on Capitol Hill and I'd walk home, if it's like three blocks and I'm still behind the same woman, if we like move, I will like, I'm like, all right, I'll just go home a different way.
Right.
Yeah.
That way they don't feel that way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for a Merriam-Webster word of the day. Thrill, you currently hold the title there with a single win. However, I give you a 10% chance of success on this one. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter D. No. It's a word that you used in formal speech. To describe something that is damaging or harmful, usually in a subtle or unexpected way.
Let's start with the letter D.
Yeah, five syllables. This is a long word.
Jesus, are we waiting for him?
All right, that's a good warning, five syllables.
Yep. Something that is damaging or harmful, usually in a subtle or unexpected way.
Degrading?
Degrading, not bad, but no, sir.
Diabolical.
Diabolical, I like it, but no. Miles, you got one guess? Anything at all?
Disconcerting?
Deleterious.
Oh. Oh, wow. I've heard the word before. I've never heard anyone say the word.
No.
I think I read it once, looked it up, and was like, okay. And if I remember correctly, it's almost like the old Batman TV show where they didn't just use the word. They used, you know, that nefarious, deleterious, right? Like 15 adjectives saying the same thing.
Though effective at keeping pests away from plants, the spray is no longer used because of its deleterious effects on the respiratory system.
That person just wants you to say, what do you mean?
I'm going to slap the cup of tea out of your hand.
Just say it's dangerous.
That's right.
Just sounds like a guy I went to high school with.
Yeah.
Really?
Deleterious?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Deleterious Watson, tight end.
The U.
There's the promo. A critically endangered dwarf fox was recently photographed on the island of Cozumel, Mexico, marking the first time that it's been seen in more than 20 years and the first time ever that it's been photographed.
Maybe because it's so tiny.
Now it's a small island. You'd think they'd have figured that out.
That's right. Little dwarf fox.
Can't we just call him small? I gotta call him a dwarf.
It's a cute little fox,
it is
dude.
Cute. Yeah, we couldn't call him miniature.
The miniature fox.
Wow, look at that little dwarf.
Look at that dwarf fox. Dwarf over
fox.
There.
Are there dwarf horses, or do we just have miniature horses?
Ponies. Our little mini
miniature
ponies.
Mini
yeah,
horses.
I hear many, but I feel like I've heard dwarf. What did you see when you were in Texas?
Dwarf horses.
Tiny Tim, the smallest horse in all of America. And he was down in a pit. It was sad. It cost me 5 tickets. And then the guy goes, "Hey, man. He's got dwarfism."
Jesus.
And Tiny Tim just stares at a little wall in his pit.
Oh,
it was sad.
Okay, dwarf horses, which are horses born with genetic dwarfism, are distinctly different from purposeful bred miniature horses. While healthy miniature horses are proportional, genetic dwarfism results in severe skeletal deformities, incorrect limb angles, and chronic pain requiring specialized rescue and veterinary care.
I'm looking at a few images now. That's a different... Oh, wow. Look at that. He's not okay. All right.
A teacher's emotional state may influence the grades of their students, according to a new study.
You don't say.
Right.
Oh, so if your teacher's in a really bad mood, there's no curve on this one. You kids suck.
Hasn't anyone that's ever gone to school known that?
Yeah. Our teachers back in the day did not care.
No.
They didn't care.
You knew the mood they were in based on the grade you got on your homework.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, even like the A students, suddenly they got like a low B. And it's like, oh, they had a crappy night.
Well, and teachers also play their cards. I can only speak from my experience, but sometimes like they're like, "All right, you're lucky and I'm in a good mood today."
Exactly. Like, oh, they say that out loud, and you're like, okay.
I was always in a good mood when they wheeled the TV in. That was going to be a good
that's
day.
That's good, because I'm not paying attention.
Yeah. That's right.
No matter what they
that's
put
a
on.
A day like, off right there.
Don't care.
We're going to watch Mythbusters. Cool.
All right.
We had a teacher my freshman year, right?
Yeah.
And, like, it's a little bit tougher, especially at a school like DeMatha. Even, like, the first year, like, we know he's kind of a freshman teacher. Yada, yada, yada. He was an assistant on the baseball team. The freshman team does well, and to celebrate, they all kind of jumped. But it broke, like, it, like, snapped his knee in half or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, he was pissy for a while. And I was struggling in that class. I remember looking at some of the baseball players. And like, I'm going to have to go to summer school because you idiots jumped on him.
Damn.
Right? He was so mad.
Oh, no. Drinking tomato soy juice every day may help reduce chronic inflammation.
Tomato soy juice?
I know. It didn't really sound appetizing to me
either. I mean, look, sorry.
What's the soy? Just the sauce?
It might be. I don't know.
I don't want to blend up soy.
What that study should say is keep taking your chances.
Yeah, no kidding. We go to Louisiana where one of the locals aided in an arrest.
Why is that?
Test your memory at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, I don't know if we toast Dodge Ram or if we toast artificial intelligence, but they pooled their resources together to come up with some crap. So, everyone's trying to take advantage of America's 250th birthday coming up this July 4th. So, anything you can do to make money, you're going to take advantage of it now. So, Dodge Ram Trucks, they unveiled a new shirt design in their online shop this week, which they call the 2026 Ram Patriotic Unisex T-Shirt. It's only $29.95, which is not terrible for a branded shirt, even though you're paying them money to be their billboard. I'll let you do the math on that. The problem was, it was just AI slop, right? And you did not need to order one to have it delivered to see the problems. For one, this patriotic shirt had a big American flag, right? That's the sign of America right there, baby. Flag had 38 stars. As most of you know, there are 50 stars on the actual flag, but whatever. Small oversight. Even though a fifth grader would know that if they were designing the shirt. But
they just
also,
let the bad stars out.
I mean, yeah, there you go. We don't like these places. But also it featured a truck with the slogan Ram Power, which I believe is actually the slogan. The only issue is, the image was not of a Dodge Ram. It was actually a Toyota Tacoma.
No. It looks like a Tacoma.
It is a Tacoma.
Because it is. But yeah, Ram Power. So there you go. You want a 38 flag or 38 star American flag, and you want a Toyota Tacoma to represent your Dodge Ram. That's the shirt for you. Not surprisingly, the T-shirts have already been removed. I will be honest with you. I would rather own that shirt than whatever garbage you're going to put it on the flag. Like, I want the 38 star Toyota Tacoma shirt that says Ram Power, not the one that's accurate. That's no fun. God damn, guys.
No.
Oh, yeah. So and that's the thing. Tacomas are very recognizable. You look at the shirt, you're like, bro, it's a Tacoma. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.